Across South Africa, online and on radio. SAFM, let's talk.
Right, so here's another story that should, well, that will fuel debate, I'm sure about that, okay, besides the issues of jobs. And if you have been in a position where you could approach someone today about getting them a job, an older person getting a younger person a job, please let me know what happened there. I want to know, okay? Now, a recent decision by the Supreme Court of Appeal will mean that when existing fuel retail license holders, listen to this, fuel retail license holders, existing ones, that is, when they challenge the issuing of new licenses, the new license will be suspended until the Minister of Energy decides on the matter. So I'm just trying to think now, does that mean if I apply for a license, the existing ones that object will then result in the new license issue being suspended? Okay, that's my understanding, and I think it's got implications. So let's find out more about it with the Fuel Retailer Association of Southern Africa's CEO, Reggie Sibiya. Reggie, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, Ashraf, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. So I've sort of guessed what it means. You better tell us what it means in terms of the judgment.
Yes, Ashraf, let me first just quickly explain the process because then it contextualizes everything. So being a regulated market, you know, the Section 2E of the Petroleum Products Act actually gives power to the minister to regulate the licenses, including the issuing of licenses. And in that process, then there are two distinct steps. The first step is what we call the objection. So when a new site is being proposed, there is understanding, of course, that it's got to have impact negatively in most cases, but not always, to the existing, you know, service stations in terms of volumes. As you may know, the service station petroleum business is driven by volumes and very low margins.
Yeah.
So there is a benchmark volume that is used to say this is what the service station should pump in order to be viable. So let me just leave it there. So it's based on that. So then, if then the two things can happen at the objection phase, the controller of petroleum products can actually either approve the licenses for the new applicants or they can reject it based on the submissions that have been made by both parties. So if they then, if the controller actually issues the license, the PPA then allows for an appeal process to the minister. So that has always been happening. Now, why is this case now suddenly so important? It's because there's been a frustration in the process. And number one, you need to understand that this actually benefits also the applicants. Let me start with the applicants. If you are the person building the service station, mm-hmm. now the controller gives you the license. But the Act still says that the objector can go a step further and appeal. Imagine now you've got this license, you start building, you are investing your money. And in the process of having invested your money, you know, then the appeal works against you.
Because because everything is on hold, right?
Sorry.
Because everything would be on hold if an existing fuel station then appeals my application.
Well, in the new dispensation after this judgment, I'm just explaining now. Now it doesn't work that way, which is actually doesn't make sense that I'll be allowed to start building when I know that the appeal has not been heard and the appeal may actually be against me, which means I've got now to stop everything I've started. You know, it means I've wasted my investment. So there is a sense in the judgment of saying you cannot actually issue these licenses and allow people to build the service stations before the appeal outcome is heard, because then if it's against you, as an investor, then you've lost everything. So it does benefit the applicant. But also, this whole process, both the objection and the appealing, is very important, and it needs to be thorough in that it just needs to analyze whether there is a justification for a new service station or not. And that's why the process would look at things like volumes, the impact on jobs and the income, et cetera, et cetera. But here is the problem, Ashraf. The problem here, why we're in this quagmire today, is because the department is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. In 2014, there was a popular case 99 used to be called.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a high court judgment as well, which ordered the minister to actually go back to the drawing board in line with Section 2E of the PPA and prescribe clearly the system and the guidelines of issuing these licenses so that there is no confusion.
But here's the thought, and I hear what you're saying, right? So we've got about a minute to go. I mean, let me understand this. I intend to set up a fuel station, a petrol station at a certain suburb, right? Isn't it, you're saying if a person objects, if another filling station objects or fuel setup objects, then everything's on hold because you don't want me to waste money and potentially lose that money. I hear that part. That's the good news. But isn't then the objection going to be automatic because of a way of keeping people out? So monopolizing, the simplest way to monopolize is just object.
No, it's not. Because the decision to issue the licenses still lies with the controller, not with the objectors. So the controller is there to look at all the facts and to look at this thing objectively and then to issue the outcome based on that.
But what's the time span between, application and objection and ruling? Typically, how long does that take?
It's supposed to be 60 days. The controller must make a decision from the date of application. And then in terms of the appeal, the minister should actually conclude that appeal within 90 days. But that is not happening. That's another problem which was highlighted in this case.
Okay, let's leave it at that.
Taken more than that.
But you see, that's the problem. If it's 30 days and 90 days and it goes beyond that, in fact, any objection ensures that there's at least a six-month or a year potentially delay in this new investor in that area, which actually means the existing incumbent, well, they certainly will make hay while the sun shines. Thanks for your time. Most appreciated. Got us thinking there, Regis Sibiyam, the CEO of the Fuel Retailer Association of Southern Africa. I wonder what you, in the fuel business, or the one who fills up petrol, what do you make of all of this?